We welcome our guest, author Regina Howard. Miss Howard, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing well myself. You're fresh off of the Word Network and yes. Rejoice in the World with Bishop George Bloomer.
Yes, sir.
You talked about the book, Secret in the Pew.
Yes, sir. Secret in the Pew.
Are there secrets in the pew?
Well, I'm quite sure there are all across this nation and church after church on Sunday morning. We all probably sit right next to someone that has some sort of a secret, and for some reason they don't want to share it with everyone or anyone, as a matter of fact, because they don't want to be judged or they just don't want their business to be spread around. But the fact of the matter is, as long as we have secrets, then we can find ourselves in a place of bondage. And that is not what God wants for us, and that's not a place that God would like for us to be. So what we have to do is find a way to relieve ourselves of these secrets and find people that we can trust and can have confidence in that won't spread anything or say any bad things about us.
When you started to think about writing a book of this nature, did you think about any repercussions?
No. You know, I never even thought about that. And the funny thing is I never actually even thought about writing the book. I just took a pen one day. I was on my lunch break at work, and I had a notebook, and I just started writing. And the title really didn't come to me until halfway through the book. But no, I never, ever thought about having any repercussions because, number one, it's not about anybody in particular from my vantage point. But from what I understand is from the emails and the phone calls and the text messages that I get after people have read the book, so many of them say, this sounds like me.
Indeed, indeed. You wear a lot of hats. You're a motivator, you're a teacher, you're a preacher, you're a servant of the Lord, you're a radio TV host, and then you're a mother.
Yes.
How do you balance all of this?
The strength of God. Yes, someone was just asking me about that, but yes, I'm a wife, a mother, and an author, an evangelist, and all of those things in between. But it's the strength of God. When he's graced you to do certain things, you'll have the strength and you'll have the ability to be able to carry those things out. And so I'm extremely grateful to God that he has called me to all of those places and that I'm able to manage them and I'm able to do them. Sometimes I might forget something, but I thank God for having such an awesome team that works with me and makes sure that I handle things. Bonita Bellamy with the Bellamy Group, and especially my husband and my daughter. They both make sure that I keep my calendar straight, and then those that work with me in the ministry. It's with the Wailing Wives Intercessory Prayer Ministry. They make sure that I have everything lined up, and, you know, I share my calendar so people can call me and make sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Again, you do a lot. I didn't even mention the Wailing Wives, but how about a Sound Voice Ministry as well?
Yes, a Sound Voice Ministry. That would be with both my husband and I, and that encompasses the media side of the ministry where we have our host on WATC TV 57 and then the radio show that is syndicated. And then within that, we have our marriage ministry, where we have our conference, In Love, In Him, After We Say I Do, and we bring couples together and give them tools to help them make sure that they have a successful marriage. But we balance it all. We make sure the calendar is kind of spread out and that nothing overlaps, and we give ourselves good time between each event that we have so that we can make sure that we do ministry properly.
When you wrote From the Spirit to the Heart of the Young, why talk to the young folks of today?
Because they need it. They need it. They need to be able to understand God from their vantage point. We can't always come to them, to our young people, with the these and the thous. We need to be able to explain who God is to them on their level and on their terms. And when I wrote that book, I was thinking about the young people literally at that time, and the ones that I had worked with throughout the years from a former ministry where I was working with the youth ministry, and they needed something that they could relate to. I understand that when we have our services as adults and the men and women of God come in and they preach and they declare, but what we have to remember is that a lot of young people, period, have not experienced the things that we have experienced as adults. So we need to give them an upper hand on it so they'll know who God is, they'll know how to pray, and they'll understand the tactics of the enemy. And so when I wrote that book, I wanted to make it interactive. So they have multiple choice questions, they have matching, they have true or false, they have fill in the blanks, but they have to go to the Word to find those answers. So it gives them a tool to even do their own self-led Bible study.
Our guest is Regina Howard. When I got the email, I seen Secret in the Pew. I said, I've got to talk to this lady. I've got to. You know, let me also ask you, and you may have already answered it, why is it that Christians are so secretive?